come in and get. We also have little jewelry boxes. We have teleties. We have perfume. So several different items to look at for stockings.
What are those right over there? They look familiar. What am I pointing at?
Those beautiful nutcrackers. I just love nutcrackers. They are just so fun and just make a great table display.
Well, tell me about these things right here, these
trees. They kind of remind me of the Whoville trees. They are just fun addition to winter, and I feel like you can leave them up all winter long. It's not just one of those Christmas trees that you feel like you want to just take down as soon as Christmas is over. Any gift you buy, whether it is small or you have four bag loads, we offer free gift wrapping.
Grandview Pharmacy and Gifts, now located at 1503 West 3rd Street in Elk City.
This Christmas, shop local. The Depot Trading Company Men's and More Store in downtown Elk City is your destination for a great selection of men's clothing, plus the most unique men's, pets, and household gifts, barbecue grills, spices, accessories, and outdoor party gear. Check out their 50% off rack while you're there. The Depot Trading Company Men's and More Store, 318 South Main Street in downtown Elk City. This Christmas, come on in and enjoy the ride.
You could get specific and get them heated jackets and vests. You could get a Milwaukee Tools or Carlisle Tools or a toolbox. You could even get a new driver, a car detailing kit. If you know what they want or what they need, you can get specific. Or you can do the easy thing and get them a Napa gift card for Christmas. Don't forget the stockings, air fresheners for the car, flashlights, gloves, tumblers. How about phone chargers, Bluetooth speakers, or hand warmers? You know who's got all of this. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City. 716 West 3rd.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
Cattlemen's Congress in the heart of cattle country is a lot more than just a cattle show. See for yourself January 4th through the 14th at the fairgrounds in Oklahoma City. The newest and most elite genetics North American cattlemen have to offer will be there. Cattlemen's Congress is the gathering place of the cattle industry and provides sales of elite genetics, something for every operation. Enjoy the commercial cattleman's luncheon January 8th at 11 a.m. with the commercial female replacement sale at 1 p.m. For a full schedule and sale information, visit cattlemanscongress.com.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's check out some weather in the Texas Panhandle, some ag weather. Lipscomb. 52 degrees, humidity's 37, dew point 27, the wind's out of the north at 12 miles an hour, wind gust up to 15 currently, peak wind gust today was 37 miles an hour, looks here like here, month-to-date precipitation, 0.10, one-tenth of an inch, 8-inch soil temperature, 44 degrees, and there you have it, how's that? Okay, let's check out, let's check out the Central Crop Care Grain Market Update. Central Crop Care is out of Hobart. They will help you out with any of your spraying needs for chemicals, fertilizer, the whole nine yards. Give them a call. They're in our Penny News. Matter of fact, the boss just threw a brand new Penny News at me, and we'll go over some of the cool stuff in there here in a minute. Okay, let's check out. Let me refresh it, make sure it's up to date. It is 12:11. There we go. Kansas City Hard Red Winter Wheat. March 5.22, down 4 3/4. May is 5.34, down 4.5. Wheat out of Chicago for March is 5.27, down 6 3/4. Corn, March 4.45, down 3. May is 4.57, down 3 1/4. And then soybeans for January, 10.90. One up four, recovering a little bit from overnight. March is 11.01, up 3 1/4. Soybean oil, January 51.14, up 12. Soybean meal, January 301.50, currently up 2. And March is 306.50, down 30 cents. And what else we got? That's it. Rice, rough rice. I wonder what's the difference between rough rice and smooth rice. See what Teddy, I don't know. Maybe I should ask Sugar Daddy. He's all into those foreign things. Maybe he knows what rough rice is and smooth rice is. All right, let's check out some livestock. See what's happening with that market today. I think the feeders and lives have finally met where they're going to be kind of operating. Yesterday they were down just a hair. Today they're up just a little hair. You know, it's just, it's been going on. Maybe things are going to calm down here. Live cattle, February, 227.35, up 40. April, 227.37, up 47. Feeders for January, 337.40, up 190. March is 331.87, up 172. April, 331 even, up 152. Lean hogs for February, 82.42, up 55. April is 87.40, up 87. That all looks pretty good. Let's check out some oil. I got it up. Oil and natural gas. So we're in that kind of country. Let's see here. January crude oil, 58.13, down 12 cents. Natural gas for January, 4.69, up 11. February is 4.30, up 9. There you have it. Okay. Beaver Stockyards report. Let me bring that up. See what happened yesterday up at Beaver County Stockyards and Beaver America. 6,354 head went through their shell barn there yesterday. Bred heifers, looks like they were 48 of them. Average weight on them was 775. Average price, $263.46. Over $2,000 a head. Looks like most of them was, here's some mixed bred heifers weighing 988, brought 2,600. And some mixed black bred heifers brought 2,650. That's what was going on there. Bulls. There was 35 bulls sold, 1,483 average weight, average price $175.11. $2,596 average per price. Let's see what the big boys brought. We had a Hereford bull weighing 2125, brought a buck 86, $3,952. Had two black bulls weighing just a few pounds over 2,000. Each of them brought 3,400 and 3,600 respectively. I just rounded off the nearest number. High seller yesterday was another Hereford bull. Actually, that first one I mentioned was the high seller. This one here was $50 behind it. It weighed 2,005 pounds, brought buck 93, $3,869. Bull calves, there was 74 of them, weighing 541, average price $365.21. Man, $25 shy, bringing averaging $2,000 per head. So we had some, let's see what some 600-pound bulls were bringing. Here's a couple of them weighing 688, brought 329, 2261 per head. And here's two black bulls weighing 598, 408 per hundred weight, 2437. Pretty good for cutter bulls. Cows. Looks like we've got a bunch of cows here. Let me scroll down here. Wow, lots of cows. There we go. Yes, 586 cows, average weight 1202, average price $191.44, $2,300 per head. I seen a big group up here. There was 14 mixed cows weighing 998, brought $3,300 per head. And then at the top, we had some black cows, 10 of them weighing 1140, brought $2,525 per head. And I seen another big group in here. I'm just going off those groups here. Thought I did. Maybe I didn't. Yeah. Those are heifer calves. Nope, that was it. All right, let's check out the heifer calves. There was, it's a long report I got to scroll through. Sorry, I'm not printing it off. Heifer calves, 833 of them. Average weight, 508. Average price, $399.04. per hundred weight, $2,026 for the heifer calves. And I'll scroll back up here and just look at some five weights real quick, if you don't mind. Here we go. There's one group of 20 mixed heifer calves weighing 567, brought 389, 2203 per head. That's pretty nicely done. All right, let's scroll down here and get the heifer yearlings. There we go. Heifer yearlings. There was 1,313 of them. Average weight, 751. Average price, $325.29. $2,442.88 per head. All right, let's go back to the top here to some seven weights. There was 70 of them. Mixed heifer yearlings weighing 751 brought $2,452 a piece. And there was 52 black heifer yearlings weighing 753 brought a dollar shy of $2,500 per head. That's pretty good. And then at the top here, there was some 800. Well, there was 61 of them, mixed heifer yearlings weighing 816 brought $2,537 a piece. There you go. All right, let's go to the steer pairs. They only had a couple, three pair, and they averaged $3,300 a piece. Steer calves, get to the bottom here. There we go. 873 of them, average weight 551, average price $428.12 per hundredweight. $2,360 was the average. So let's go back up here. We've been picking on five weights. Let's try some more five weights. 80 black steer calves weighing 596 brought $452.50 per hundredweight, which was like a $5 bill shy of $2,700 a head. And then we had some mixed steer calves, 19 of them, 583 brought $449.26.18 per head. Nicely done. Okay, let's go to the yearling steers. There we go. There was 2,596 of those. Average weight, 806. Average price, $344.64. $2,800, basically, was their average price. So let's go back up here. Let's check out some seven weights. One, two, on these yearlings. 70 black steer yearlings, weighing 707, brought $2,564 each. There was 56 black steer yearlings weighing 729, brought $2,600 a piece. Let's go back up here to the top to some eight weights. A big group of mixed steers weighing 858, brought $341.50, $2,930.07 per head. And then here's a great big group. I'll go ahead and mix in before we go to break. Mixed steer yearlings, 128 of them, 870, 351, 25, $55 over the $3,000 mark. Nicely done. Looks like they had a good sale at Beaver yesterday. And they're expecting a really good sale at the Elk City Livestock Auction coming up. Make sure if you're bringing cows, I haven't got the notification yet. If you're bringing any cows or bulls, make sure you call Brandon or the sale barn, make sure they're still accepting. If so, this will be week 13 that they've shut down. Cut the line. And so somebody asked me the other day why they don't have a cow sale separate day from their calf sale. I'm gonna just give you my opinion on that deal, and I don't know if it's a good or bad opinion. So they got the Elk City Livestock Auction on Friday. They have to start working hard on Wednesday and Thursday, starting today and tomorrow. Bringing in cattle and calves and stuff like that. And then they're also preparing to do the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction come Monday. So they got a lot going on in those 5 days. Well, there's other auctions happening those other days, like on Thursdays and Wednesdays and Tuesdays and there's a lot of auctions going on. And I just don't think there's room for another day of auction because I don't know if they can get all the buyers back on a separate day than what they got already scheduled for right now. So that's just my opinion. I think it'd be hard to fit in another auction date, especially in Western Oklahoma. We got plenty of auctions going on between Hollis and Hobart and Apache and Western Oklahoma and El Reno and Woodward and Fairview and Beaver. And there's a lot going on in Western Oklahoma with auctions. So they're just doing it the way there is. It'll calm down one of these days. Okay, before we take a Tater Ranch break, let me re-ask the question. I think we already got a winner, but I want everybody to learn from this. Slaughter capacity for beef in the United States averaged 500,000 head for a 40-hour work week for the last 3 years. With the recent announcement of Tyson closing a packing plant in Lexington, Nebraska, and scaling back a shift in another plant in Amarillo, what is the capacity for a 40-hour work week moving forward? A, 485,000. Big B, 470,000. C, 455,000. And D is 440,000. Let's take a break and be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work, but yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Listen up. If your pivot, corner, or linear is 10 years old or pushing 10,000 hours, it's time to update your sprinkler package. New sprinklers will improve your machine's performance, conserve water, and save energy. And replacing old sprinklers may improve yields. Protect your irrigation system investment by updating your sprinkler package. Now's the time to do it. For more information on the latest sprinkler technology, contact Knutson Irrigation today. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. Winter is right around the corner. Don't wait to secure the best nutrition for your herd. Call now to book your winter contracts for cattle feed, including our premium Mixed 30 liquid feed. Give your cattle the edge this season and make sure they stay healthy during the cold winter months. Call us or stop by today here at SEI Agritech in Elk City for all of your feed needs. Follow us on Facebook for updates and more information.
I've banked First National my whole life as an ag producer. We understand. I'm over here in Elk City. Monty's over at Sayre. We're both operators. We have a real life experience on the situation. If times are tough, it's not just for our customers. We feel it too. When it's dry, when rates are up, we're able to communicate with management and everybody, hey, this is the situation. Our customers feel comfortable knowing that we get what they're talking about.
I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
You farmers like saving money on stuff you gotta have? You can save instantly when you buy two or more eligible Bridgestone or Firestone ag tires at Blair Tire and Feed. Get $300 off all eligible AD2IF and VF radial tires and Bridgestone radials. Get $200 off all eligible non-AD2 radial tires. And get $25 off Destination Farm and Destination Turf. Blair Tire and Feed at the crossroads in Blair, Oklahoma. Save instantly on the tires you gotta have.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Right, welcome back, everybody. Here's your Northwestern Oklahoma agriculture weather update. Buffalo, 53 degrees, dew points 28, humidity's 37, winds are out of the north at 11 with wind gust up to 16, 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 42 degrees, sunset at 5:22, mostly sunny and 55 today, clear 35 tonight. Tomorrow looks absolutely gorgeous, mostly sunny, 71 degrees with light winds out of the west, south, 6 to 7 miles an hour. How about that? All right, check it out. Okay, I'm going to talk about Christmas trees. I like talking about Christmas trees, and the Christmas spirit is upon us. More than 4 million real Christmas trees are purchased annually in Texas, an important contributor to the Texas economy. Texas A&M Forestry Service, or Forest Service, not Forestry Service, recently conducted an economic study which revealed the Texas Christmas tree industry generated total economic contribution of $812.7 million, including direct, indirect, and induced effects, while supporting 6,217 jobs last year, 2024. Real Christmas trees hold culture, environmental, and economic significance, but the scope of this study was focused specifically on the economic contribution of the real Christmas tree industry. Of the $812.7 million in total contributions, the Texas Christmas tree industry had a direct economic contribution of $430 million, employing 4,228 people, and with a payroll of $278.6 million. I ain't done the math on that. That's a pretty good paycheck. Industry also contributed $2.2 million in county taxes, $13.4 million in state taxes, and $82.8 million in federal taxes, totaling a tax revenue of $98.4 million. Since the 2023 report, direct contributions to the economy have increased by over $32.8 million, an increase not possible without sustainable, that big word there, sustainable practices and a continued increase in land use for Christmas trees. According to the USDA, National Ag Statistics Service, Christmas tree production averaged in Texas has increased substantially from 945 acres in 2017 to 3,565 acres in 2022. That's a big jump. And I wish somebody put a Christmas tree farm on around here. I've got a place for it. And I even talked to my landlord about it. We got the water, we got the soil, but I'm 60, getting ready to be 64. I don't want to have to deal with all that public. Once those trees got big enough, some little kid will probably be over there with his play axe chopping on my tree or something, and I'll scream at him, and me and a dad and mom will probably get in a screaming match, but no, I'm just kidding. No, I don't know. I wish I'd have done it about 15 years ago. Somebody needs to do that. Somebody's got some children, and I say children, adult children, that I think Christmas tree deal would be great. Need to do that. The increase in land use for Christmas tree production and the increase in numbers of choose and cut farms highlights the industry's potential for continued economic contribution. The findings underscore the importance of sustainable industry practices, investment in local production, and policies that strengthen rural economies. According to the National Christmas Tree Association, the most popular Christmas tree species is the Fraser fir, noble fir, and Douglas fir, and I don't even know how to say this, balsam fir, Scots pine, Virginia pine, and white pine. For every Christmas tree harvested, 1 to 3 seedlings are planted for the next year. The average Christmas tree takes about 7 years to reach maturity. See, there's where I was coming in with my age. I'd be 71 before I sold my first Christmas tree if I was to start this Christmas tree farm this coming year. I'd be 71 years old. I might even be in a wheelchair. Who knows? But there are many benefits of purchasing a real Christmas tree over artificial one that goes beyond helping the Texas economy. Artificial Christmas trees are a petroleum-based product containing plastics that are not biodegradable and may contain metal toxins such as lead, which create a long-term environmental burden upon the disposal. I would rather pay for a real Christmas tree from a local producer, kind of like the beef deal and the chicken egg deal and all that good stuff. And, you know, Christmas trees can be put out for brush piles in the lakes. And I think Elk City does that with their Christmas trees. They gather up around here. And, you know, you're supporting your local economy that way. Like any other tree, though, Christmas trees growing on tree farms reduce soil erosion, improve water quality, provide habitat for wildlife. That's probably one thing a Christmas tree doesn't need is a big old buck in there rubbing on their trees. Create scenic beauty and recreational opportunities, sequester carbon, emit oxygen, and are renewable. And they, you can compost them. You know, they're just, I don't know. It's good. So that Christmas tree farm, I guess that's what it was down here, south of Carter, south of the River Bridge, they're headed towards Willow. They're on, who we got? Fights on Mr. Fights' place. I was looking at them the other day. So in the last 10 years, they're slowly dying off. But these things are huge. I mean, they're not Christmas trees anymore. They're big pine trees, but they're beautiful. But I just noticed the other day that how many of them are of dying of old age or maybe some boar weevil or something going in there. But they're big, beautiful trees. When you drive through Sayre from north to south, some of those trees are growing along the highway there. Just it's beautiful stuff. I do have a winner, and I've notified that winner on the Jimmy Taylor question of or the Taylor Ranch question of the day. But I'm going to repeat it before we go to break here so you guys know what the correct answer is. How about that? So, slaughter capacity for beef in the United States has averaged 500,000 head for a 40-hour work week for the last 3 years. With the recent announcement of the Tyson closing a packing plant in Lexington, Nebraska, and scaling back in another plant located in Amarillo, Texas, what is the capacity for a 40-hour work week moving forward? The correct answer was B, 470,000 head. 470,000 head. They're going to lose, 25,000 at the Lexington plant, and the rest will come back from scaling one of the shifts at Amarillo. So, all right, let's take a Taylor Ranch break. We'll be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
This Christmas, be sure and visit Dameron Jewelers in downtown Elk City and enjoy savings throughout the store. You'll find Western Oklahoma's finest selection of diamonds, plus custom jewelry pieces, Fossil, Baby G, G-Shock, and Citizens men's and women's watches, unique gift ideas, and more. Holiday hours, they'll be open every Monday through Saturday after Thanksgiving through December 20th, and open Sunday, December 21st from 1 to 5, and Christmas Eve from 9 to 4. Remember, this holiday season, shop local, shop smart, shop Elk City, and shop Dameron Jewelers in downtown Elk City, where they're famous for diamonds.
Need to dig it? Then it's time to rent it. But call 811 first and then head on over to DJ's Rentals and Sales and let their knowledgeable staff help you get it started. Whether it's a backhoe, a post hole digger, a mini excavator, or a skid steer that you need to help make that job a little easier. You can find them all and more at DJ's Rentals and Sales, 911 South Main Street in Elk City. Text them on the text line at 580-799-7214. Find and follow them on Facebook. And don't forget to call 811 first.
Next spring, you'll fire up the tractor, turn the earth, plant the seed, and be on your way to another harvest. If you take care of your tractor right now. Before you put it up, do the maintenance so you'll be ready to go next spring. Everything you need to keep your tractor performing is at Camrock Supply. All the grease and hydraulic fluids and filters. All the nuts and bolts. All the tire patches. All the stuff is at Camrock Supply. All of it. Next to Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City. When it's time, make sure your tractor is ready to go.
An I-40 acreage near Canute can be yours Monday, December 29th. The seller is Jerry Bohannon, and his 21 acres of land are on the west edge of Canute. Auction will be at the property at 1 p.m. Prime I-40 Route 66 land. XIT Auctions is conducting the auction. For information, call Aubrey Latham, 580-393-4440. Online at xitauctions.com. 21 acres on I-40 on the west side of Canute will sell Monday, December 29th at 1 p.m. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, December 5th. 1,313 head were sold. 19 head of steers at 423 brought 507.50. 6 at 520 brought 410. 11 at 588 brought 366. 5 at 645 brought 382.50. 7 at 744 brought 324. 5 at 816 brought 337.50. 3 head of heifers at 430 brought 430. 10 at 492 brought 407.50. 4 at 556 brought 342.50. 6 at 550 brought 372.50. 11 at 572 brought 350. 7 at 606 brought 335. Butcher cows were 46 to 165.50. Butcher bulls brought 116 to 185. Red cows 1175 to 3650, pairs 1875 to 3750. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hi, welcome back, everybody. Here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. Pick the big city of Hobart, 56 degrees, 23 dew point, 27 humidity. Winds are out of the northeast at 17 miles an hour. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil, temperature 43 degrees, sunset at 525, 59 and sunny today. Tonight clear, 35, tomorrow just plum gorgeous. 66 degrees with southwest to south. Winds 13 to 15 miles an hour tomorrow. Not too bad. Hey, speaking of Hobart Farm and Garden, you guys need to get on their social media page on Facebook, and Joe Bob and all them, they got some good deals going on for Christmas gifts down there, especially in the gun shop. I'm saying that out loud. So check out what they got going on down there. I seen thermals. I seen ammunition. I seen a rifle. I seen some binoculars. No, anyway, the new Penny News, I got a copy of it already because the boss just got back from delivering. I don't know how many is out there on the shelf so far. But I did notice this, and I seen this on social media the other night, and I wanted to share with you guys with this, and I'll share it more before the deal. Coming up January 10th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Oklahoma City at the, where's it at? The Stantec building there on North Lincoln Boulevard. There's a big ad in here on page 3 of the Penny News. You can check it out. The Oklahoma Independent Stock Growers Association is having their Cattleman's Compass January 10th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Some of the speakers caught my attention, and one of the five reasons I'm talking about this. The host and venue sponsor, Robert Keyes, president and CEO of the Associated Environmental Industries, is the sponsor of the deal, and he's the host. Bill Bullard, CEO of RCAF, former South Dakota cow and calf rancher, national lobbyist and advocate for independent producers, is going to be one of the featured speakers. And we got Shad Sullivan, Texas Colorado rancher from RCAF Property Rights Chair, War on Beef Advocate, and I seen the one and only Sandy Mooney and Dean, their rancher, generational landowner, founder of the Western Oklahoma Patriots, is going to be there. Mindy Patterson, president and co-founder of the Calvary Group, national advocate for property rights and agriculture freedom, is going to be there. Representative Justin Humphrey, Oklahoma House District 19, is going to be there. Jake Merritt, former Oklahoma State Senator for District 22. He's a pastor and business owner. He's going to be there. Man, there's just Brad and Newley Hutchinson, generational Oklahoma ranchers are going to be there. So all kinds of stuff. Check that ad out in the Penny News on page 3 and plan to attend that for more information on that. What else we got? Oh, there's a fifth wheel in here on page 5, reduced price. Oh, I know that number. That's a nice, if you're looking for a nice fifth wheel, this is a 2011 DRV Mobile Suites one. You need to check this out. It's in there also. And then Paragon. Look at it. Paragon TV. I watch every team for $9.99 a month. 400 plus games will be broadcasted. Got Arapahoe Butler, Canute, Cheyenne Raiden, Eric Leedy, Hammond, Merritt, Sentinel. And then, of course, we got Elk City Paragon TV going on. And then here's the one that caught my attention. There's a big ad in here wanting to buy land in Eastern Texas Panhandle. Large companies seeking to purchase 640 to 1,280 continuous acres of land with operational water, 300 to 600 gallons a minute, willing to pay up to $15,000 per acre, depending on location. You guys need to check this ad out. If you got some land in Eastern Texas Panhandle and you're getting ready to retire or whatever, see what they got going on here. Be interesting. It says up to $15,000. All right, Jerry Nines got his new update in here, Packers prices and ranch reality. He's talking about what an interesting business we cattlemen are in. It's hard to make a living unless you borrow a lot of money. And yes, our business is interesting if you're making money. Otherwise, when losing, it's a frustrating business. A few weeks ago, President Trump came out publicly and said beef is too high. Thus, we had to make it cheaper. As the public was frustrated with grocery prices, a friend of mine that lives in the city said to me, well, it's too high. So if you know me, know my personality, I said, well, you Democrats are just going to have to eat chicken. Oh, calm down, Democrats. It's only a joke. I'm pretty sure cattlemen groups finally grew some canads and let Trump know that this is not the ranchers. The ranchers aren't getting rich because of gouging consumers. And there's other issues on that. So read the rest of his article in there. What else we got going? It's tournament week, and I wanted to share a few of these going on because there's a lot of tournaments going on Paragon TV. Thursday, December 11th is day number one. At the South Canadian Classic, Cheyenne Raiden girls will be playing Byside at 10 a.m. Cheyenne Raiden boys will be playing Balco Forgan at 4:15. Arapahoe Butler girls will be playing Lucabee Sickles at 3 o'clock. And Arapahoe boys will be visiting Leedy at 6:45. And then the Leedy girls will be playing Balco Forgan at 5:30. That'd be a good tournament. And then the best of the Southwest tournament, Eric girls will be playing Boise City at 8:20. At the Chattanooga tournament, Sentinel girls versus Granfield and Sentinel boys versus Fletcher. Both those in the afternoon. And then Wichita State Bank Classic, Canute girls playing Burns Flat Dill City girls at 12:30. And Canute boys will be playing the Oklahoma Bible Academy at 11:15 a.m. Moreland Tournament, Merritt boys playing Texoma at 2:15. Miko Tournament, Hammond girls be playing Southwest Covenant at 11 a.m. And Hammond boys playing the Academy at 3 p.m. Check it all out on Paragon TV. And then next week, the 17th, Wednesday, at 10:30, a week from today, at 10:30 a.m., I wanted to share the ribbon cutting ceremony at the Elk City Airport here at the terminal and hangar, City of Elk City. Check it out, 10:30 at the airport here. See what's going on. And then, coming up, I'll be announcing this deal, is the Euler Christmas Showdown Swine Jackpot. Coming up 20th of December. For more information, it starts at 9 a.m. Show starts at 10 a.m. It'll be at the Merritt Activity Barn there on Merritt Road in Elk City. Will Winters will be the judge. And if more information, call Justin Sam at 918 607 2977 or Maddie Nation at 918-34-9245. That's all I got. All the information I got for you. Sorry, I had a lot of information to give it out. If you guys get a chance, go to AgWeb Daily on their website, and I want you to check out this story. It's too long for my show. The government threatens, this is state government, threatened seizure of an 85-year-old entire farm for irrigating the wrong field. I want you to read this story. It's one of the craziest stories I've ever heard. After 70, 80 years of farming this, him, between his grandpa and his dad and him, and irrigating, they've got fines against him. They're talking about seizing it. It's just water. We've been talking about this a long time, and a bunch of you guys have said it too. Water is it's gold. It's just take care of what water rights you have, and make sure you're doing it by the book, and don't let some of these crazy state governments. I mean, come on, we're talking Washington here, and I know it's a beautiful state, but they got some crazy thinking over there on the West Coast. So check out that story for me, would you? See you guys tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah, Oklahoma.